And joining us now, we have from down in the deep south, Jackson Country Club's own Jason Prendergast. Jason, welcome to the golf shop.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Man, we're doing good. How's it going down there? Y'all ready for a little tournament this week?
We are. We're getting geared up, and we're starting to dry out a little bit. We've had a little rain this last week and a half or so, but we are starting to dry out. The greens are firming up, and players are getting excited.
Well, Jason, tell us a little bit about that. You know, when you got your course, how does your course handle this much water, and what can we expect as we, you know, as play gets going?
You know, we're kind of in a bottom, so our fairways and our rough are holding the water a little bit right now. We've gotten 9 inches of rain in the last week and a half, which followed a 115-day drought without measurable rain. So the golf course was certainly thirsty. Fairways are drying out okay. We should be good to go for Thursday. I would expect that we get a little sunshine and a little wind tomorrow. We'd be able to play the ball down on Thursday, and everything will be good. So the golf course drains pretty well. The greens and the bunkers all drain great, and our superintendent does a phenomenal job with getting everything prepared. So I'm looking forward to a dry Thursday.
Oh, I was going to say, last year, 272 was the winning score, minus 16, up from a few years past with the rain and maybe firming up a little bit. What do you think come Sunday afternoon? What kind of scores are we going to be looking at?
If we get rain, if we're playing with ball in hand, I would say that the score is going to be around 20. If we can play the ball down, I think 16 under. I would take 16 under. I'd even take 15 under and run if we could play the ball down. The greens are the defense of the golf course. There's so many subtleties in them. And the yardage books that these guys play with you have to have a master's degree in something that I don't even know about in order to read them. But they are, even with those books, every golf course has their natural breaks. Well, we don't have any. We are in the bottom. So we don't break anywhere in particular. So all the greens have little spines and ridges that run through them, and the ball moves in funny ways. The greens are relatively flat, which even makes it harder to read. A flat green's hard to read.
So what are we talking about for total yardage and measured slope for this week?
The total yardage for the golf course is around 7350.
Okay.
And our slope, our slope's 133.
Okay.
We don't have a lot of trouble off the tee. It's in an old open river bottom. We have hardwood, old 150, 200-year oak trees that kind of line some of our fairways. But you can hit it left and right out here. You better be able to putt, and you really need to play the golf course from the green backwards. So the angles into the greens are really important if you're going to try to attack some of the flags out here.
All right, so if our listeners aren't as familiar with the golf course, and we look at whether they're watching round one or round four, but as we're finishing up our round, we got a long par five, and then we got four straight par fours. What kind of action are we going to see on these holes? I mean, we got a short par four, and we got some long ones in there with a 505 finishing hole. I mean, what do we look forward to coming down the stretch of this golf tournament?
Yeah, the par four, the par five that you're talking about measures around 600 yards on 14, just shy, about 585. And a lot of players, there's no trouble up towards the front, so I would expect most everybody to if they can hit it long, they're gonna knock the ball up by the green and two, and there's gonna be some birdies and a few eagles made there for sure. 15 is a pivotal hole to start that final four hole stretch. It plays 330 from all the way back, so it's certainly drivable, but the green pitches severely away from the player. The hole's designed to the eye to block it out to the right. And if you do, you're forced to pitch over a bunker. And these guys are awfully good. I mean, they're best players in the world. But even that shot is pretty daunting come Sunday, from 40 yards over a bunker to a tight flag with a green that pitches severely away from you. I would expect to see a lot of balls that come up short end up over the back of the green, and a lot of guys that that lay up end up hitting their shot into the green and having that end up at the back of the green. It's probably the hardest shot on the entire golf course is the approach into 15. 16, we added 10, 12 yards to that tee this year, and that hole now measures in the 480 range. That hole runs along the swamp in the back, and they'll see that on television a lot. That's one of their favorite shots out here for the Golf Channel. That hole is, you're taking par and running to 17. 17's a little softer. It's not very long, maybe 420, 415, and it's a very narrow left-to-right green. But of the four holes, that one's really the place to make your birdie, and then you've got to hang on at 505. I mean, there's no trouble up at the front, you know, a couple of bunkers, but 505's a long ways.
Well, we're talking to Jason Prendergast, the head pro out there at the Country Club of Jackson in Jackson, Mississippi, currently hosting the Sanderson Farms Championship. Now, I'm curious because I want to know, where are these players going to have a little bit of an easier time and maybe make up some strokes? And then for me, what I like best, where's the carnage? If I'm watching on TV or I'm able to come out there and watch you guys live, where do I want to hang out to see guys score and then to watch guys fall apart?
I think if the player's going to play well out here, it wouldn't shock me if somebody stands on number four tee box at three under par.
Wow.
One and two are, you know, 420 or so. Number three is about 570 on a par five, but that'll play the easiest hole of the week that it did last year, and it does for all of our events. So it won't surprise me if a number of guys stand on the tee at three under par and then turn worse than that. So number five is a 615 yard hole. It's really a true three shot hole. Six, seven, eight, and nine are the teeth on the front. So the golf course, you know, gets you a little happy on the first half, and then you stand on 10 wondering what happened, you know. So the front nine, the back last holes on the front nine do that for you. And then on the back nine, the hole to watch on the back would be number 12, which is one of the hardest, if not the hardest, hole on the golf course. It measures in that 425, 430 range. The green is very dynamic with some very challenging hole locations. The Bank Plus Pavilion will be out there, which is kind of our 16th hole, you know, out west, if mm-hmm. you will. That's where all the action's going to take place. And that hole there'll be anything made from doubles and maybe even a few others on that hole to a few birdies. But on the back nine, 12, and then 15, 16, and 18 are the tough ones on the back.
I love it. It sounds like a first date that goes well at the beginning and then gets derailed when you start talking politics or religion.
I think anyone listening to this can probably attest to having that happen before, right?
Absolutely. So how do your members, how do your daily players feel about, I mean, both the disruption of having it, the honor of having it, which is sort of a mixed bag, as anybody who's hosted a big tournament understands, and then how do they feel about the players and watching them score so well, and when they go out on Monday, not so much?
You know, that's kind of a lot there in that question. So let me try to catch it all. Make sure if I miss something, please let me know. But the membership, this is our second year hosting, and they are extremely excited. Mr. Sanderson, who is Joe Sanderson from Sanderson Farms, has done a really good job, he and his team, with promoting the event. But in all honesty, the club, which is 1,100 members strong, and it is in the Deep South, and Southern hospitality runs very thick down here, as you can assume. And this event, at the end of the day, is all about the kids. It is all about the kids at the Blair E. Batson Children's Hospital. We've got kids down there that you'll notice the tee markers on the golf course are a bunch of chickens, and they're ceramic, and the kids down at the hospital are painting the tee markers and painting the badges. And, you know, a lot of these kids, some of them might not see the end of the golf tournament, you know. So
right.
A lot of these kids don't ever get out of the hospital. So when you combine the generosity of the South, the desire to make a difference in kids' lives, and anytime you add kids in there, it's hard to say no to that. The membership is okay with the little bit of disruption that we have, and we're really only down a couple of weeks. They're all for the kids, and that's really what this tournament's all about. As far as the scores, it's mind-boggling to them that these kids, you know, that these guys can play this well. But we have some players at our club that are extremely strong, and you know, they see some good scores. And I set up my club championship probably like most club pros, which is harder than the tour seems to set them up, at least with regards to hole locations. And our greens run faster during our club championship than what these guys will probably play. And we've got some 15, 16-year-old kids that that can flat-out play and make our guys in awe. So we were hoping they were going to make it through the Monday qualifier, but unfortunately they didn't.
Yeah, the younger that these kids keep playing really, really good at, the older and older I feel every day.
Yeah, that's right. I looked at one and said, man, I'm three times that kid's age. I haven't been three times anything except for the price of gum when I was, you know, you used to buy it for a nickel. Now it costs you a dollar and a nickel, right?
So. Yeah. All right, so you said 15 or 16 under you'd feel comfortable with. Knowing the golf course like you do, what kind of player is going to win this golf tournament? Are we going to see somebody that bombs it out there win this golf tournament? Are we going to see maybe an all-around type player, guy that hits fairways, greens, makes some putts? Or are we going to see, you know, flat out somebody who's making putts, rolling the rock, going to win this golf tournament?
The guy that's got the guy with the best wedge game is going to win. We have a number of our par fours are short. They're in that 415 to 425, 430 range, and we're a little landlocked. So the guy that's going to have a wedge in his hand, and it's not really the bombing off the tee because the golf course plays long, but it's long in the fives and it's long in the threes. So the player that plays really well with a wedge and can putt would be the person that I would look for to win this thing come Sunday.
So, as you said, the hole locations are going to be critical for that shot. Planning that shot into the green is going to require a guy who's got great wedge play. Do you dare name any players who happen to fit that sort of description?
I'd kind of like to see Nick repeat. I mean, that would be pretty good. Nick Taylor won last year and repeated. Oh, we'd love to see him repeat this year. We've got some. I mean, KJ Choi is here. I mean, how much better can you get than that? I mean, we've got Aaron Baddeley, KJ Choi's on the board. David Toms was in the mix last year. You know, there's a lot of guys. Billy Mayfair's here. I saw him today and. And he said the greens and the golf course was in great shape. Von Taylor's playing. So we've got a lot of guys. I think the golf course, because of the way the fours are short and the fives are long, I don't know that it necessarily benefits anybody. They're all really good from 120 yards, you know. So I think it brings everybody together.
All right. Well, Jason, man, we really appreciate your time this evening, and we look forward to a great week of golf, and good luck down there.
Thank you guys very much. We appreciate you supporting the event and golf and kids, and maybe we can try to grow the game a little bit more. We appreciate all your help.
All right, man. Thanks a lot.